Welcome into the Inside the NFL Prospects podcast series. I'm Jack Borowski, joined here alongside my co-host Brian Sternberg. On this episode, we are fortunate to have on Jordan Scott. Jordan is going into his junior year as a defensive tackle for the University of Oregon and started all 13 games for the Ducks last season. Jordan, thanks for joining us on the podcast.
Glad to be here.
To start, you're going into your junior season. What are your goals for the upcoming year?
Win the Pac-12 championship.
What is your mentality going into junior year?
This year, I want to take on more of a leadership role for our defense. And like I said, if win the Pac-12 championship, if we win the Pac-12, that means that defense was playing good. If defense was playing good, that means I was playing good.
And mentioned how Oregon winning the Pac-12 obviously is a team goal of yours. What do you feel that you guys have to do as a whole in order to achieve that goal?
I think the biggest thing is stay focused and take every game one game at a time.
What is it about the Oregon defensive scheme that has helped you have this level of success?
Well, the last two seasons we played a different scheme. This year is going to be four down linemen. So I think both of the defenses allow me to do what I think I'm best at, which is play blocks and recognize play formations, and most importantly though, it puts all of our like what talent we have on our team at their best position to make plays.
And in your new defense, what has been your initial impressions of it, and how do you see yourself playing a role in it?
Our new defense, I think, is going to be a lot more penetration, no more holding up gap, penetrate. Get TFLs and tackles for losses, sacks.
What is it like playing against Justin Herbert in practice, and what makes him so good?
Justin Herbert, real cerebral guy, very even keel on and off the field. I think that gives him an edge over his opponents because no matter what, good player, bad player, he's the same guy.
And in addition to having Herbert on the team, you guys also have head coach Mario Cristobal. What's it like playing under him, and can you describe your relationship with your head coach?
It's pretty cool playing under a guy that, even before he was the head coach, he was one of my favorite coaches on the staff, real players coach, and he tries to make everything as best as possible for us. Scheduling, practice, recovery, all of it.
What was the recruiting process for you coming out of high school, and what went into your decision to choose Oregon?
My recruiting out of high school, you know, I had mostly all the SEC schools except for, like, Alabama. I was going to go to Florida, but Coach McElwain didn't want me anymore towards the time when it was coming for me to sign. And then when Tiger got the head coaching job at Oregon and he hired Levitt, it was a no-brainer for me. Levitt's been my guy.
When you look at it, you played a lot early on in your career. Based on talks with the coaches, did you expect to have that much playing time so early on as a freshman?
I expected to play wherever I chose to go to college, so it wasn't a huge surprise to me.
Playing on the road can be really tedious, especially dealing with work and especially dealing with other teams' fans. How do you ignore them during the game?
Honestly, once you get out there on the field, I don't even hear the fans.
And with this in mind, Oregon football, you guys have had a lot of success this year. I mean, with the returning senior quarterback, you guys have a lot of returning players on your offensive line as well. And you coming back junior season. What would you say to anyone who's doubting the Oregon football team this year?
I mean, I say watch us and see how we play, and then you can make your assumptions from there.
You spend a lot of time on the field, but what have you enjoyed most about college?
I think the best part for me was the culture change from Florida to Oregon, meeting new people, stuff like that, seeing new things, traveling.
And Jordan, do you have a favorite memory from your collegiate career so far?
My first sack as a freshman against Cal.
As a player, what is the feeling when you get a sack?
It's like an instant rush of gratification. All your hard work, all the drills, all the off-season training, and it comes to those moments where you feel like you finally accomplished what you've been training for.
And with training, going into your junior season, you've had more experience being that freshman and sophomore season. You had a lot of playing time. Did you train differently this off-season based on kind of what you've done in the past?
I think the biggest difference from this off-season to others was I did more work on my own than just with the coaching staff and what our regular training regimen is.
You said that you want to take on a leadership role. So how this year are you going to work with the underclassmen?
We have meetings, walkthroughs with the players without the coaches. So I try to make sure I give them all the tips about D-line play and steps and hand placement and all that. Since it's a new playbook for me as well as the freshmen, but I mean, I got a pretty good grasp on where we're running, so I'll be helping them out with that as well.
Being in the Pac-12, you guys have a lot of rivals, a lot of big-time opponents. Do you have a game on your schedule this year that you're looking forward to most?
I'm looking forward to Auburn personally, but every game is a big game to me.
Do you have a game day pre-game ritual?
Not really. Just lock in, stay loose, and remember who I'm playing for and why I'm playing.
And being that you're draft eligible, Jordan, going into your junior season, there's a lot at stake. What would you want? I know GMs and scouts are always going to be watching all of your games, being you're in the Pac-12 at Oregon, but what would you want them to know about you as a player?
Relentless competitor and a team guy willing to do whatever it takes to help the team win.
Is there a player in the NFL that you emulate your game after or you feel that you play pretty similar to?
If I had to say, I would say Warren Sapp, but I would like to watch all the good D-line play nowadays. Fletcher Cox, Aaron Donald, Gerald McCoy, Dominic Sue, all of that.
And we know there's a lot of good defensive line play nowadays. If you can be trained by any defensive lineman currently in the NFL, who would it be and why?
Definitely Aaron Donald, because he's the full package. He can pass rush, he can stop the run, tackles for a loss, he does it all. So I want to be that type of guy.
Do you have any career aspirations once your football career is over?
I want to be a sports analyst and own a restaurant.
And Jordan, for our last question, for any rising high school football player, what is one piece of advice you could give to them?
Don't let recruiting go to your head. It's not real.
That was Jordan Scott from the Oregon Ducks. We really appreciate your time, and hopefully we get to see you on Sundays.
Thank you.